The 8-7 in Houston. I'm Gail DeLauder. Two more deaths inside the Harris County Jail last week marked 15 in-custody deaths reported by the Harris County Sheriff this year. News 88.7 Sarah Gruno has the latest.
The sheriff's office said that 34-year-old Pebbles Girardi suffered a sudden medical emergency inside of her cell at the Harris County Jail last Friday, only 2 days after she was booked. She was transported to Memorial Hermann Hospital and pronounced dead. A spokesperson for the sheriff's office said that she identified herself as homeless during the booking process. On the same day, 58-year-old Billy Ray Turner also suffered an apparent medical emergency while he was being booked into custody at the Joint Processing Center in the jail. He was transported to St. Joseph's Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. The Houston Police Department, which originally arrested both Girardi and Turner, are investigating the deaths. I'm Sarah Gruno, News 88.7.
Part of westbound I-10 will be reduced to 2 lanes starting later this month. TxDOT says those closures are expected to last until next year. News 88.7's Kyle McClenaghan says I-10 from I-45 north to Houston Avenue will be lane restricted starting October 24th.
The lane closures are part of the $407 million I-10 White Oaks Bayou Elevation Project, which is designed to reduce flood risk. According to TxDOT, the White Oaks Bayou section of I-10 has been inundated by floodwaters 10 times since March 1992.
The project will eventually include relocating the Houston Avenue Bridge under I-10 once the interstate is elevated. The Rockets play their first preseason game against the Atlanta Hawks tonight. Tip-off at Toyota Center is at 7. Mostly clear skies are in our forecast this evening. Overnight low expected near 74 degrees. There's a chance of rain tomorrow around 20%. High expected near 92 degrees. And as we move in tomorrow night, move into Tuesday night, mostly clear skies and a low around 75. I'm Gail DeLauder, News 88.7.